Now we want to talk about another way families come together for the religious holidays. Last night was the first night of Passover, and Jewish families and friends gathered around the world to celebrate. Now many, maybe most, will mark the occasion at the home of a relative or a friend, but estimates show that thousands travel for Passover to kosher-ready destinations. Yesterday we got a Passover primer from one of our favorite rabbis. Today we want to find out how to vacation kosher and why so many families choose to travel for Passover. So we've called Lori Van Eschoten. She is the founder of thewanderingjew.net. That's a website dedicated to connecting people to kosher and Judaic travel. And she's with us now. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And happy Pesach to you.
Thank you kindly.
So why do people travel for Passover? Why do they choose? I mean, obviously some people are traveling to connect with family, but why would people go to, say, a hotel or a resort?
I think for the most part, it is an easy way to have Passover and have a nice vacation at the same time. Many of the programs that are out there bring in great speakers and all kinds of entertainment for them. But the main reason is because the business of having a kosher home for Passover means turning over your entire kitchen. In other words, you change out all your dishes, your pots and pans, your silverware. And it's a big job. It's a big spring cleaning job. And this way, somebody else is doing it for you, and you don't have to go through that.
The hotel destinations that many people travel to, are they kosher all year long, or do they make special arrangements for this time of year?
It's all special arrangements, other than obviously the hotels in Israel and one or two specifically kosher hotels in Europe. Most of these are just standard resorts. And they come in about a week ahead of time, and they kosher the kitchen, and they're ready to go when the holiday begins.
How are they sure that they're kosher?
Well, there are certifications, and in many of the programs that we list on our website, we also list the certification. And then they have somebody that is at the hotel supervising, watching all the preparation, called a mashgiach. So that they're not only controlling that meat and dairy are not eaten together or on the same plates or cooked in the same utensils, but they're also making sure that the products that are being used are coming from strictly kosher locations and that nothing that has bread or any other things that are specifically not allowed during Passover are used.
Now, our guest yesterday was telling us about some of the preparations for Passover, and he told us that it's kind of part of the spirit of the holiday to do all that spring cleaning. So are people missing something? Are they missing out?
I think that to some extent that's true, but, you know, it's, each family has their own way of doing things. And with our busy world that we have now, I would say that easily 80 or 90% of the families that I deal with where both the husbands and wives are working, and people just don't have all the time.
And is it also something that perhaps big families are attracted to? Because this way, maybe if you have several sibling groups to get together and everybody's got a big family, this is a way that everybody can celebrate together.
Yes, it is. Also that, you know, many of the programs are particularly for ultra-Orthodox families where they have much larger families. I have one family in a program right now where there's 8 children. And if their brothers and sisters also all have 8 children or thereabouts, then you end up having a situation where you can't possibly fit them in your home.
Okay. So have you ever gone to one?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Oh, okay. So now the truth comes out.
I'm just trying to make it easy for everybody else to get there.
Well, how do you celebrate?
We actually have the whole family coming to our house today.
Okay.
My son's coming in from Atlanta. My brothers are down here from the Bay Area in San Francisco. And so we're all getting together at my house.
And are they going to help you with the cleaning?
No, unfortunately, but they're all going to be chipping in on the cooking.
Okay, well, see, I think maybe it's time for a resort.
That's,
I don't know.
True.
Well, happy Pesach to you once again.
Thank you so much.
And what are you serving, by the way? What are you having?
We start off with gefilte fish, which I don't make, and I made chopped liver, and then we've got chicken soup with matzo balls, and I'm making chicken and roasted fennel, and Potatoes, and then I have a Passover sponge cake, and I've made some mango sorbet.
Okay, well, that sounds fabulous. You're right. I would stay home for that.
Well, thank you. You're welcome anytime.
Lori Von S. Houghton is the founder of thewanderingjew.net. That's a website dedicated to connecting people to kosher and Judaic travel, and she was kind enough to join us during this busy Passover season from Rancho Cucamonga. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.